This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
The bright, blessed day.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your garden questions. So feel free, give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're on the phone with Priscilla. I know right as the break was happening, you were starting to talk about the arborvitaes, the green giants that you planted on the on your property.
Yes, I did. Thank you so much. So my neighbor was very upset that I took down
some diseased trees that were blocking our border. I assured him all would be well. I planted some. He wasn't happy. I got some other ones, well, just larger ones, had them installed. And so now they're doing great. And I have smaller ones that I relocated across, you know, just a little further on. But I don't think they're happy. It's a little shady for them. Can I transplant those now? Should I wait?
I'd wait. 100% I'd wait. Wait till the fall. Wait till, like, the extreme heat is kind of over, right?
Yep.
Just right now, even though we have a bunch of rain, the temperatures are cooler here and there, all that, I would wait. It's just, it's better off for any evergreen should be either planted in the fall or early spring.
Okay. I mean, I'm thrilled with how all of them are doing, but I just don't see the growth from the ones that I relocated already. So I thought I'd give them a break, but I appreciate your assistance. Can I ask you one more thing?
Sure.
Real quick?
Yeah.
So I bought this, I think it's some kind of a fig plant, and I put it outside, and I umbrellaed it because it's not used to the sun, but it got sunburn on some of the leaves, and a few of them have fallen off. What do I do?
Well, if you can get it into an area where you might have a little bit less sun, that would be beneficial.
Okay.
Maybe a filtered sun versus the full sun, right?
Yep.
Now, is it a fruiting fig?
No.
Like a fiddly fig?
Yes.
Yeah, so I have a fiddly
fig. My friend got one, and I found it really interesting.
Yep.
So I got one. It's been doing well in the house. But then I was like, you know what? It's summer vacation. I put it outside under an umbrella, and I got some sunburned leaves, and a few of them have fallen off, and I don't know if I'm supposed to cut the leaves off or, you know.
So the sunburn, I might remove some of them. So I've done kind of the same thing here at my house. I have a fiddly fig that I had purchased that got hit with some frost.
Oh.
And lost all its leaves and nursed it back to health, right? It has very small leaves compared to the regular fiddly fig. I put it outside. I have a shadier area, but during the morning, during midday, it gets a lot of sun. It's not doing much. It's fading the same way. So I moved it into a shadier area.
Okay.
And the leaves are green again. The leaves are doing well. It's kind of been stunted because the way the weather has been, it's just so up and down.
Yeah.
But it almost feels like these plants just want to stay inside. Because I have another fiddly fig in my house that is thriving. Like, absolutely thriving. It's got those leaves that are, like, 3 feet long, you know?
Yeah.
Really big. Whereas this one just isn't doing much. So, I sometimes with the houseplants, you know, putting it more into the full shade would be best.
Okay.
Not full shade, like a filtered sun is what I would look at.
No, I understand. It's really not happy.
Yeah, I've made the same mistake this year, so I get it.
I know. I thought I was doing a nice thing for it, putting it out on summer vacation, but maybe not.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much.
I'm the same way, so I appreciate the call, Priscilla. You have a great rest of your day.
Information. You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Joey's in Cape Cod.
Joey, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have a magnolia tree, and I call it a tree because it hadn't got any maintenance since 2013. Now it's 15 feet with many trunks and lots of foliage. And it's blocking my view out and leaning against the house. And I've just been having it cut back over the years. But now I'm wondering if I could lop that down to maybe 5-6 feet. And if so, what would I expect in terms of recovery and foliage?
So I'd be cautious at cutting it back from 15 feet to 5 feet. It might be something that you would need to do over time. It can't be like taking 2/3 of the plant off all at once.
Okay. Right.
Okay. The reason being is you're going to put that plant into tons of shock. And the plant's not going to thrive for you. The other thing is I'd be waiting to prune any of it back until late summer, early fall.
Okay.
Just to get, you know, just to start doing some of that pruning. At that point, you could take a third, right? So a third would be back to about 10 feet, right?
Right. About 5 feet.
So that's why, you know, you take a third back, it's down to 10. And then in the spring, you know, you kind of look at it and say, can I do some? Can I not? That's some of the effects. The one thing you can do right now, like I've been saying earlier, prune out the dead, the damaged, anything like that.
The
bigger thing is if you do prune it in early spring, you could actually remove some of the blossoms for that year. So that's
right.
It's going to depend on the variety, but I would say late summer, early fall would be the pruning aspect of it.
Okay, understood.
The one other thing to be looking at when you're pruning it, and this could take out some more depth of it, is look for cross branches, right? Any of the branches that are rubbing up against the other ones and almost kind of, they're two separate branches. They're not like, you know, a trunk that's together. But like, they almost look like the bark is different because in the wind they kind of rub onto each other. Because what happens is they will eventually, they'll crack the bark, right? And they can end up causing the disease or insects to come in through it a little bit easier. So that's why the, you know, you kind of look at it, you go dead and damaged branches. You look at sucker growth, if there's any. And then you look at branches that are cross branches that could be rubbing on the others. And so you take a look at the two branches and you say, all right, which one is going to benefit more if I prune it the other one out?
Okay.
And sometimes it's you can just prune it back to below where the branches rub up against each other and kind of reroute it. But sometimes it would make sense to just take that branch completely out.
Okay.
So that's where you could get some of your, like, bigger growth removed, right?
Okay.
Because some of those might have to go all the way into the inside of the trunk.
Right, right.
So some you might be able to do more than five, but the rule of thumb would put you at 5 feet only on this, but look for some of the other ways around it. Alrighty.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, Joey, have a great one. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Chehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Blossoms in Georgia.
Blossom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi, good morning.
Good morning.
My son lives in Burlington, Massachusetts, and he has horse weed all over his lawn. Excuse me. How can you get rid of it? And he would rather not use chemicals because he has a five-year-old and he, you know, wants to protect her from all that stuff.
Okay. So it's not an easy one to take care of specifically without a chemical, right? It's one that can really take over. There's a couple things you can do. You could look at using, there's a product from Bonai called Dead Weed Brew, which is organic, right? So Dead Weed Brew isn't organic, but you're going to need to use it multiple times. You also, one of the things that he wants to do is make sure he doesn't, if it's in the lawn, right, he doesn't mow that and leave the clippings all over everything, right? Because if they start, it's in the area with so much rain, it's harder to mow, which means it might have gone to seed, which means there's a flower on the weed, which then means it could reseed itself, right? But the one that he could use that's organic, again, it's called Dead Weed Brew from Bonide. Comes in a concentrate, and it also comes in a ready-to-use spray. Okay, it's it needs the sun to help it. It is one of those ones where we need to have the sun to help dehydrate the plant. It's the same way as what burnout used to do, right? You would spray a weed, and the weed would, the concentrate would then break the outer coating of the weed. And then what it will do is it uses the sun to help pull the heat into the plant to dehydrate it all the way to the root system. The downfall of this is, like I said, it's multiple applications of doing this, especially if the horseweed has gotten bigger or it's tall, right? So keep that in mind. The other thing is, you know, once you've controlled it this fall, making sure that you reseed those areas and make sure you reseed them multiple times this fall so that it has nothing to compete with to go into, so that that more seed that's down, the less likely you're going to get weeds. And I don't mean all at once. I mean, the seed rating is what you should follow. That's on the back of the bag. You follow it the way it should be done. And then about 10 to 14 to 15 days, once you're starting to see germination in the lawn, that's when you would add more seed as a second time. But the idea is you got to get this horseweed before it gets too bad. So, you know, using that product like the Deadweed Brew, it's going to take multiple applications on it. You're just going to need to, cut it multiple times to get it down a little bit. Don't leave it in a compost pile, right? If it's all in one area, try to focus on that area. Maybe rope it off from the 5-year-olds. Have them not go there. Maybe it is time to use a heavier dose there. Because if you use something, it can just go right to the plant, go right to the root, and then dissipate. So, something to think about. Now, we got to take a break here. The phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
USA News Update. There is no relief in sight for more than 80 million Americans who are under yet another day of a heat advisory.
That heat wave that's baking much of the country isn't going away anytime soon.
We're looking at Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, still looking at so many triple digits. Phoenix 116 on Monday, 115 on Tuesday, Wednesday 115.
Meteorologist Michelle Grossman says Las Vegas could set a record on Sunday, hitting 117 or higher. Even places like Salt Lake City have been hitting triple digits. The current heat wave temperatures are about 10 to 20 degrees above the norm for this time of year. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Flash flooding has killed at least 4 people in Pennsylvania. Local news reports say 3 victims were adults who were found outside their car in 5-foot-high floodwaters last night. Officials expect there could be more deaths. A family of 4 is said to be missing. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we had just talked a bit about horseweed being in the area, and it just all over the place, and some organic ways to control it. Now, Priscilla, Blossom, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
I know at one point, kind of the phone broke up a little bit. Did you get all the information? I want to make sure you did.
I got as far as where you said, don't mow and leave the clippings because it can reseed itself. And
okay.
Then I lost you after that, and I tried to ask if you could use chemical then since it's so hard.
Yeah, so is it, like, kind of located in one area?
Oh, no.
It's all over?
It's all over the lawn.
Okay. So one of the things that could be done with the horseweed is, you know, the majority of people will say to use like a glyphosate or a 2,4-D. Glyphosate's like an all complete killer, whereas a 2,4-D, which is in a brush killer or a weed beater plus, will actually kill everything and not the lawn. Whereas if you were to use glyphosate, that kills everything, right? So looking at an herbicide that would be something more like a weed beater, crabgrass control, has the 2,4-D in it, that could be on there. Or, again, you could use the Dead Weed Brew, which is the organic version. But the Dead Weed Brew, he might need to use multiple applications. It needs to be sunny for an extended period of time because it uses the sun to help dehydrate the plant.
Sorry.
That's okay. You can't control when this happens. Don't worry. But I would look at, again, like I said, it's the weed beater crabgrass control. It comes in a hose end version. It's got 2,4-D in it, but it might need a couple applications.
Yeah.
For it. Okay.
Okay, and that is not organic.
Yeah, that one is not organic. The one that is organic is called Dead Weed Brew.
Brew, okay.
Okay. That one he could use, but again, I think, you know, you're probably going to need to use it multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the fact that the amount of rain we've been having can wash some of it off. You're going to need the sun to help with it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I feel real bad for him because it's all over.
Yeah, you know, with the horseweed, like I was saying, you can mow it and cut it down, so this might be the best idea for him. It's just making sure, one, it isn't at seed. If it's at seed and it dries out, that's when the seeds will start to pop everywhere. If it's at seed, maybe try to, he needs to mow it with a bagger that's going to pull up as much as possible.
Okay.
He would want to cut this before he were to spray with the organic or the synthetic, because you don't want to cut it to the ground like a normal. You'd want to cut it about 4 inches from the ground. So he'd take his mower and put it probably at the highest setting there is, and then, you know, mow over those areas, leaving some of the foliage so that it can absorb into it and then go deeper into the root system.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Give him this information and. He's listening too, so.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you very much. You have a pleasant day.
You too, Blossom. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. About 20 minutes left in the show. Been a weird morning with all the rain overnight into tornado warnings multiple all over the place. I mean, it's just absolutely insane what's going on with the weather. I don't even know what to say. But anyways, this rain that we've been having leads to a lot of funguses, a lot of diseases out in the lawns, the gardens. After this, you know, tomorrow's supposed to be a real warm day, right? So the humidity is going to pop. So it's the typical way that funguses love. Funguses like to have the rain and then the humidity after the fact when it warms up. And so disease is going to be more prevalent out there. So just keep it in mind, right? Looking at some of your tomato plants, your pepper plants, looking at your squashes, right? Thin out some of the leaves so not as much moisture is just sitting there. That's one of the big things that happens is this time of year, the humidity and the rain mixed together is the perfect storm for diseases like, you know, molds, mildews. You'll tend to see these things happen more this time of year when it is, you know, hotter. The humidity levels are so, so big. Anyways, it's pretty, this time of year, just preventative maintenance is the way we want to look. We want to look at making sure that, you know, removing some of the lower leaves, thinning it out throughout the plant. So airflow can go through easier. That airflow doesn't necessarily have to be in a sunny day. It can be any day so that the air can help dry it out. We'll also look at fertilizing a lot of our plants at the same time, right? Because the amount of rain and water that our plants have been getting, if you're using a liquid food, a lot of times it can wash right out after the fact, right? Or it can really get washed right through the soil and not stick. So just something to be thinking about this time of year is preventative maintenance is not just spraying or cleaning for a fungus. It's giving something back to the plant. It's stressed out from a lot of this. Now, a lot of our plants, like tomatoes that have that color they need to turn, right? To that reddish orange, the orangey color. They'll actually stop producing red fruit when we get into, you know, 2 to 3 days of hot weather, 85 degrees or warmer. Kind of just had that, right? But that off and on that happens really can affect the way the plant is going. And we had a gentleman call earlier in regards to his cucumbers not really plumping up. You know, cucumbers, there's a lot of water base to them. But they've kind of stayed at 1.5 to 2 inches. So the point where the weather patterns are just so inconsistent, our plants don't know what to do. So just something to keep in mind, right? Something to think about this time of the season when we're just seeing the weather forecast say rain, 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 heavy rain, tornado warning, all those different things. You know, and it's looking like it's going to be hot for a couple days and then possibility of rain almost every day the rest of the week. Anyways, we have a call. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Barry's in Hampstead.
Barry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
So, yeah, tornado warnings just came by. That was fun.
Yeah.
I have a question on rose bush. So my wife has a beautiful yellow rose bush. It actually died last year. I had to replace it with a new beautiful rose bush. But what happens is the leaves get millions of little holes in them, and then it looks like just like a skeleton afterwards.
Yep.
The leaves. And so earlier this week I was out by the cucumber plants, and I saw the cucumber beetles on there, and I went and got Captain Jack and soaked all the leaves down up underside, everything like that. And I said, let me try this on the rose bush too as well. Is that what I should do? I'm thinking it's some kind of something sucking in the leaves, something like that.
So here's the thing, right? With the holes that are coming from the center of the plant, right? It's a piercing, sucking insect. So what it's doing is it's absorbing, it's pulling out the nutrients from the center of the plant. You know, depending upon how extreme it is, some of these holes could be from a piercing sucking insect, but some of them technically could be from a sawfly, right? Kind of leaves that window pane. Sometimes it's transparent in between, or it's like a white, it's like a white window it's created, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the way it does it is usually like that piercing sucking. So you could use the Captain Jack's, although Captain Jack's usually is the effect of using the chewing insects, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I'd be possibly looking at like a neem oil. They also, Bonide also makes a Rose RX. Are you, you're in Hampstead, New Hampshire, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't think in New Hampshire there is a ban on it yet. There is a product out there called Rose RX, which is a systemic drench. It might be discontinued in some areas, but it's a systemic that will last for 6 weeks and would actually help this. But the replacement for it is a organic version of it, which basically it's a cold-pressed neem oil. So it's the way the process of the neem oil is a little bit different than if it was neem that you're just spraying.
Mm-hmm.
It actually can help just go right into the root system and help prevent these diseases and insects like the sawfly that are there. So you can use it. It's called Rose RX 4-in-1. It used to be called Rose RX 3-in-1.
Okay.
That would be an option. But you already have the Captain Jack's, so I'd stick with it. right? Captain Jax is one that would be able to take care of it. If you notice that it's not doing anything, that's when you might want to go to like a neem oil or that 4-in-1. But based on if it is that sawfly, you could use spinosad, which is the active ingredient in Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew.
Okay. So with all this rain, should I keep applying it? Or how does this work with a Captain Jack?
So it looks like it's obviously it's going to rain most of the day today. Then it's going to dry out tomorrow. Then Tuesday it's going to rain again. I'd say maybe Wednesday, because Wednesday you have a couple days of rain. So that would allow it to dry enough where you could do the 7 to 10 day interval.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Barry. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Aspomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspomer.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get help Helping Not High with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a call on the line, so we want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret's in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
Have a 2-foot tall oregano plant with flowers. Can I cut those flowers, and do I throw them out, or what do I do with them?
Yeah, I'd cut the flowers back definitely on it. Because what it's doing is the plant's showing you it's going to seed and it kind of wants to like stop. So by cutting the flowers, you're slowing it down and getting it back to producing. You can just toss the flowers. You can throw them in a compost pile. You don't need to keep them. But I would snip back all the flowers on the oregano.
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty.
I could cut. Have a great week.
You too. You were going to say you can cut it what?
Yeah, I was going to say, how far down can I cut it?
You can take off, a couple inches if you wanted to, off of the top.
Okay.
But I wouldn't cut anything more than, you want to make sure that the plant has like 4 to 6 inches of a shoot left.
All right.
All right, and then you want to do it one stalk at a time. You don't want to, like, just do a huge, like, cutting all around it, okay? You want to make sure that you can get each one individually because the wrong cut can affect it a little bit. But, again, I'd prune it back, and if it starts to show that it wants to flower again, you can just pinch the tops off of each of those areas and be fine. Sometimes just pinching is the way to go.
Okay, thank you. The flowers are about 2 inches tall, so I got to cut those down.
Yeah, you could probably cut about, the flower plus an inch or two back.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you so very much.
Thanks.
Have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Sometimes it's just making sure, a simple pinching back method is the way to go. Some a little bit more. Once it gets to flower, it's what it's trying to do with a lot of our plants. It's trying to go to seed so it can produce the next plant coming to it. But if you want to continue to use it, You want to pinch them back and not allow them to go to flower. So definitely worth it. Cut out any of the other browning leaves, any of the dead broken branches. You know, it's definitely can be done. We were talking about this earlier, right? There is a lot of pruning that can be done during the season. It's just not pruning to completely shape a plant, right? The dead and damaged branches, always at any time of year, 12 months a year, 365 days a year, any dead or damaged branching on a plant can be cut back. Sucker growth can be cut back. And then any of the branches that are cross branches or rubbing branches. Anytime a branch is on top of another branch and starts to rub, it opens up the door for pathogens, for diseases, insects to the rest of the plant, because it's breaking apart the bark on the inside there. And then it's opening it up a little bit, opening up the door for those pathogens for an easier way. They don't have to bore a hole through the bark, or the disease doesn't have to sit and slowly seep into the plant. It can go right into the main cambium in there and then flow through the plant throughout instead of being on the outside at first. So that's why cross branches or rubbing branches get pruned at any time as well, because they can long-term have a bigger effect on the plant than not having a flower for a season, right? It could be worse. It could cause some real damage. Anyways, got about a minute left. Crazy day so far with multiple tornado warnings. They say, I was reading up, there could be, you know, warnings up until about 3 o'clock later today. Everything's been canceled in our area, but it could be happening later. I can't imagine, you know, the South gets a lot of tornadoes, right? And I can't imagine having these things go off so often and not know what's going on with us. You kind of don't know what to do, right? Because we're not used to those. Not that it's ever easy to get used to a tornado warning, but you get the idea. It's just crazy. Anyways, till next week, get out there, probably tomorrow, not today, plant something, be good to each other. We're all we got, so take care of each other. We'll see you next week. Have a great week, everybody. See ya.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.